All right. We are continuing our marathon meeting morning now with the Buildings and Ground Committee meeting. It is 9:30 a.m. on Friday, April 9th, 2021. And we are going to discuss a potential DORA expansion. Present here, a part of the committee, we have Katie Capellini, we have Patrick Richardson, and we have Mark Fry, as well as Lindsay Stow, who's the chair. In addition, we have Doug Hayden, Brian McCann. Chief Miller's not here at the moment, though I think she might be returning. We'll see. And then we have, and then we have Phil Sanford, who's probably returning soon, and Kevin Aller and Leslie Bryant. I think that's everyone. Oh, Phil, you were right there. Sorry. Okay. So we're here to discuss the potential boundary limits of the DORA expansion. So far, it seems that council is generally in favor of expanding, and we are mostly trying to sort out where those boundaries will exist. A couple items that were brought up as concerns at the council meeting were, do we have this continue all the way down from Maplewood down to Monroe Street and then cut back to Main Street, or do we stop it where House of Him and a potential another business is going to be going? Or I guess I'm wondering, does the administration have any updates since the last council meeting they'd like to share of recommendations?
Yes, we do. We talked about it again at staff, the one, first you guys correct me if I didn't get this right, but going to Summit Street and to my little map here, like that, yeah, here's the corner part, and go all the way down Maplewood. This is House of Him here, and so we would cross the street to there, and Kevin probably at the end of their property, you know, on that side of the street, and then on the west side of Summit, maybe down to where the duplex is, and then end there. We talked about not going down the rest of Monroe Street, which is mostly parking lots and Rite Aid and whatever at that point, but that was really the only thing. I think we were waiting for the feedback from the historic village, and the only other change we stayed with was going north on Main Street.
Okay.
There were a couple of things. We basically said take Summit Street down to the bottom of the proposed. There's some development that is hopefully going to be begin. I think to the south side of this, it's just south of the House of Him.
Do we know when that proposed development is going to be ready? I mean, we're talking like a month or a year or?
I would say more, probably March. I don't know for sure. I don't have any time.
I do know that the owner of that proposed business has a lot of interest in what's happening with the DORA expansion. I think it's a large part of the business they're putting in.
There's people living there now, right? Or have they moved out? Is it residential right now? Or have
it's
they
still residential. It's still duplex.
What is the business we're talking to? Is this a secret? Or
no, there's a proposal for a restaurant
I didn't know that.
This duplex on South Street.
Gotcha.
I don't know how secret.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to spill beans.
I have heard that, but it was only rumored.
No, it's pretty.
We're on public record.
Yep, that's okay. It's Nick Dallas. He would tell you, and that's what Lindsay's talking about. That he's very interested in the extension of the door going that way.
So our proposal was to take it to the south end of that property. As you go to the south, really, there aren't any businesses along the roadway that serve alcohol or anything like that. So our proposal was to take it to that point. We also weren't too keen on that stretch of Monroe Street. You're right along Monroe Street. And we haven't had a drunk issue with our DORA, but, you know, you're putting alcohol and alcohol drinkers along a whole lot of traffic. And so we just weren't too keen on that. There are a couple other areas that were included in the original map that it's more legal, but it's just some of the parking lots and that kind of stuff can't be included. The parking lot around Elmwood, that kind of stuff, that can't be in all the buildings, can't be adjacent directly. So those are small adjustments, but that really was the only thing that we would recommend is that we take that southern portion of Southern Avenue.
So just logistically, if you're not allowed to have parking lot, although I agree with the parking lot conversation, we had to have a parking lot down outside the building. Is there a way logistically, there looks like there's a building right there on the corner that we could get to the back end of the...
The candy shop?
Okay, so there's not a physical limitation to that back piece of what would be the west side of the village, right?
From a technical standpoint, it's a very tight window that you have.
I don't care about the tightness. I'm just making sure that we're inside the boundaries of legality, that's all.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay. So it looks like a congressional district, but we're okay. The other thing that I get a little bit of concern about, when we were talking about the door originally, we heard from a number of people up on Erie Street that were very concerned about moving the possibility of the door towards Erie, and we're talking about extending basically up to the south section where Erie connects with Main Street. And what's the thought process for administration on that?
I think
there's no drinking establishments up there, correct?
I'm sorry?
No drinking establishments up there, correct?
No, but the owner of this shop was very interested in going down to her corner. I think they think of it as just, you see people with, you know, things kind of stop with events and whatever, and they just are interested in, I thought that was key, that Angela was interested in going there. If it's not on Erie Street, because Erie Street right now is mostly residential, but I think if you go right up to the, as you said, the south side of Erie and stop right there, I think that'd be fine.
And we have to have a public hearing about this anyway, right? Yeah. So we also, I think, have the support of, it's been in place for 2 years and we haven't had any major incidences and there haven't been,
When Lindsay put the survey together and then with, Laura's help in the mayor's office, and we sent to every address near downtown, and the response was fantastic. So everybody really weighed in on it, and overall it was a very positive response.
Well, remember, we're elected officials, so 4 negative emails means there's a cataclysmic event about to happen.
Chatting with our street closure.
I mean, you know, there's, you know, I understand.
There are more.
Bill, I'm fine with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm fine with moving north. I'm just reminding everybody that that's the one area that we got a lot of pushback on.
Would you guys like to hear the update from Heritage Sylvania? First, I want to say, Bill, you mentioned that one half of the sidewalk on Summit would go to one point and the other half would go to a further point. I think there's going to be a confusion factor to that. And even just, I would move them both down to the same point. That way, if someone reaches the end, they can cross the street and walk back up, and it's not as much of a dead end feel.
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
I'll defer to Kevin.
Okay.
That would be fine. But I think just that's what I would recommend, going just to that point on Summit Street.
Okay. So Heritage Sylvania, I brought this up at their board meeting yesterday, and they initially, when I first brought up, some of the concerns might have been security and waste, and there were questions about the restroom. But in general, they would love to be a part of it because they want to be a stronger part of the downtown community and part of the events, the special events that are happening. And some of the thoughts of how these different elements could be handled is, did you guys have any thoughts on what some of those things could be with that back area?
We talked about a couple of things. We talked about the restrooms and how, I mean, it is kind of hidden in that back area. But the good thing about these is they can only be adjusted. At this stage, I trust our citizenry enough that I think we'll be all right back in there. If they prove too wrong, then we make adjustments and we modify it. I wouldn't be in favor of leaving the restrooms open because it just opens up the. It could be somebody completely not associated with the power out. The kids, they're going to look for things to do. I just wouldn't want to keep them open that way. Mm-hmm. But somebody's just going to understand that they're going to have to go back to
Element
or Haymarket or inside wherever they got the print from.
Which is how it's working now anyway. Okay, so it's just going off of that. So the restrooms, they, as long as they didn't have to maintain that or that wasn't going to be a part of this, that's not an issue for this back area. Security, would it be possible that when police officers just drive by on the street, could they do a little loop back behind Element just to kind of take a quick look in on occasion? It's not that you're doing specific security, but it's kind of the same thing that you do on Main Street of just kind of keeping an eye for anything. So I mentioned that with them, and they thought that would be, or Heritage Sylvania thought that would be enough for them as well. And then with the waste, I think as long as they have a couple of those special Dora composting bins back there, we haven't had a waste issue in the past 2 years with this. So I think that would continue to be. And then if there is all of these things, they said they'd be willing to kind of work through if any issues do occur. So I think in general, they were very supportive of being a part of the DORA and were, and not just for the village, but they also thought that the garden would be a nice way, especially since the access to the village is a bit narrow. You kind of almost have to go through the garden area to get there. So I asked them about that as well, and they said, yeah, they were generally supportive of both the garden and the village being a part of it. We might get some tricky things happening that people might want to go down the Element parking lot to get back there, but we can do our best to encourage the path that's available.
Yeah. We know, I mean, we're not naive enough to think that today that everybody stays 100% within the door area. If somebody happens to walk from Element back to the back area, you know, the longer they're not throwing beer on the cars that they pass as they go, nobody's probably going to be the wiser. We obviously don't encourage that behavior, but we're not naive enough to think that everybody stays within the existing boundaries.
Okay.
So let me ask you a general question. From one of the things that I think could potentially aid the security question is lighting. I don't know what that lighting looks like back there at night. Would we need additional lighting? So, I mean, because it's one thing for the officers to drive around the building, but if they can't see anything, they can't see anything, right?
We have lights on our
cruiser. Oh, I know, but now all of a sudden you're on deer hunting in the back, and showing a light because there's a house right back there that they're going to, all of a sudden you got a light that's going into the back of some person's house. I wouldn't be real thrilled with that for me. So I'm just thinking out.
From the years that I worked in nights, it's relatively dark back there. There isn't a lot of lighting, so if it was going to be something that you were going to leave open later for people to come in and sit and enjoy their beverages, they're most likely going to be sitting in the dark back there.
Which might mean people are less likely to sit back there. However, it might be that maybe we do put some lights out there so it is a nicer spot to be.
If we want to create an ambiance so that people utilize the space, mm-hmm. they're not going to sit in the dark.
If it's that dark, you're going to entice, that's where your problems are going to want to hang out. If it's lit, they're not going to want to hang out there because we're going to see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay, did Heritage Sylvania, they expressed interest in being in the DORA district. This kind of goes to, are they interested in doing, whether it's events or having programming you know, say on a Redbird night, and, you know, with that, are they interested in maybe investing in some lighting and some ambiance and that kind of stuff?
I think they would definitely look at it and would be open to things like that. I don't think that they've specifically thought about lighting, because right now it's not even really an option.
Sure, sure.
But I know that they are interested in having these events, so I think a lighting would be would be a natural path after that.
So it's not just, hey, somebody wants to come back here and sit and drink. They're thinking about maybe having some of the buildings open or the blacksmith going. Is that sort of the thought there?
Yeah, I think there's talks of maybe having like some craft vendor booths, or there could be historically specific immersive things, kind of like the blacksmith would be options. We ended that conversation.
It is a nice place for a food truck.
Do we know how many tables are in the garden back there?
I think there's maybe two tables.
In the village. Because one of the major things in the survey that people wanted was seating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nice to expand the door a little bit, but right now we've invited people to a party in our living room and we don't have any furniture.
Yeah,
we have very limited furniture, and people definitely pointed that out in the survey.
Yeah, they might be able to try to do some changes to help make it be more of a space that people would want to occupy. One of the other major concerns that Heritage Sylvania had, or I guess maybe the biggest concern really, was overlapping the children's programming during the day with potential people drinking during the day. That was also something that came up in the comments. And the board felt that if there was a sign that could be placed into the entrance of the village that would say, no Dora while children programming happening, or something along those lines as a permanent sign, that would help. And then if there's a potential for them to have a sign that they can put out specifically when events are happening, just kind of notify, like, hey, this is one of those times, they felt that might be enough of a precaution at the moment. Is there?
I think that was one of the issues that I researched before, because I know that there was concern. So they want, and I know we can specifically designate hours. So for instance, if they just want to always have their hours from 4 to midnight rather than...
Right now, Dora's noon to midnight.
Noon to midnight, yeah. So if they wanted to have their hours from 4 to midnight, that would be something that is permissible. I think we get into some of the confusion in the, about, you know, I don't know if there's children's program happening, if there is, there isn't there, that may be a concern. And as far as the legislation, we have to make pretty clear. So I don't know if we want to specifically set a later time for it to start in the circle for the Heritage Sylvania property, or
Could be argued that's two separate doors, because we can only have one, correct?
But you can still have different rules. I specifically asked that question even when it came up. You can have different rules or different start time for a designated area in the one door.
It just seems like, isn't it closed when there's kids and buses there anyway? I mean, when you see school buses there, even if I don't have a Dora, I'm not going to walk in a historical village with a bunch of little kids. I mean, you can't walk on a playground when kids are out. I'm assuming that they just, when they've got a bunch of kids there, they just
close
say,
to the public.
Yeah.
Or
like a special event, and you don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't want random adults walking around while you've got little kids out there.
I guess it just seems like we want to have something that takes this into account.
I think we can cover that on signage. Included in the legislation.
Yeah.
But we can cover that on signage.
Right. And maybe it's something like from noon to, like, door only starts after 3, which typically school programs end at 3 anyway, and it's before happy hours. So we're...
You could just do that for the school year, because I don't think there's...
Or no door while it's school programming and...
Yeah, if we can do that legally, that'd be fine. Because I think it probably doesn't happen... I don't think that there's a big potential for issue. I don't think a lot of people use Dora in the daytime anyway.
And the survey said they didn't.
Yeah, and I don't know how often the school programming is. My guess is it's not a huge potential for an overlap there. And as long as it's legally okay, I'd be very okay with no Dora while school programming is happening, sign out front, but no, I don't think anybody would even notice, because I don't think there's a lot of people at noon here and walking to the historic village.
Yeah.
Once the expansion of inside the project and so on, that would
change.
Expand the possibility.
That might change. And then we'll adjust as we need to.
Sure.
It's tough to predict the future. It sounds like there's generally acceptance for having the Dora extend east on Summit and down to Maplewood, down to that point of where the duplexes are. And it sounds like there is support of having the historical village as well as the sister city property and, or the sister city garden as well as the parking lot access there added. And then the extension to the north up to Angela's business there. Does that seem?
I agree with all that. I think we should talk about adding the alley as well.
The alley next to Chandler's? Oh, no, that Richard Becker? Why would you?
There's a lot of potential for things back there. You know, there's been parties back there. I know Danny's had a party back there before, and I think if we include that in the Dora, it could encourage more use of that space, and that was one of the spaces that our downtown plan highlighted having some potential. And, you know, talking about events and whatnot, you know, to close that down is a lot easier than closing down, Maplewood or Main, and I don't know. I think having it in the Dora district could encourage some more creativity with what you can do back there. And while we're passing something, I think it's worth looking at.
Is it legal?
Yes, we could include
the
Richard
Becker.
But the parking lot can't be.
Right.
So that's where
it's.
Well, we've got a parking lot
in the
building.
The parking lot can't be.
In order to include that, you would have, if somebody's going to use that, then we would, they'd have to file an event permit because we would have to close that. I couldn't have a parking back there.
You're talking about in the parking lot or where?
The Richard Becker place. So there's no sidewalk there.
But if somebody wanted to, you know, there's that. What's the other gallery that's back there that's got the entrance in the back? You know what I mean?
Or Tina's gallery.
Yeah, yeah. What was it, Tina's?
Element, or Elements?
Something like that. Yeah, there's that back there. So if they wanted to be open, you access, their main access is from Richard Becker. So if you wanted to, you know, walk that way with your door cup and then toss it and go in, could that be, is that okay? You know, or if any of those businesses that have the back entrances, if they wanted to, you know, use that, could you walk over there with beer?
You technically, I don't think, could go into that parking. Like you were talking about how Danny sometimes holds events, but in that parking, I don't think that parking area could be a part of it, but you would be able to walk to it with your drink, but you wouldn't be able to walk into it with the drink, just like you can't walk into the business with the drink.
Yes. Just like technically you can't walk through the parking lot of Element 112 with your beer to get back to the historical village, technically.
Okay.
Yes. Correct. So there is that. I don't know. I just feel like that alley has a lot of potential, and I think including it in the Dora could maybe entice some of the business owners to think more creatively about it.
I think it has a lot of potential too, and I think when we're looking at streetscape potential, instead of just looking at Main Street, we should be looking at that alley too, because you're right, it was part of the plan, and it should be part of Dora, but maybe not today. I mean,
maybe not. My thinking was if we're passing legislation to expand it and we're having a public hearing, going through the whole thing, why not add it? That was sort of my thinking, but whatever.
It could be cool though, you're right. There's a lot of good spaces for tables and food trucks and
would you want to connect it back to Main Street at the front? Because we were just saying we didn't want to have the Dora be on the Main Street on the east side, or be on Monroe Street on the east side of Main, because it's such a thin sidewalk and there's no one that has drinking options down there. Do, maybe it's not that we do all of Richard Becker Place, maybe we do Richard Becker Place until...
Now, I, yes, except it's a lot shorter of a walk. This from here to there is a lot shorter than here, and you do have a lot more space. You know what I mean? To go, all you're doing is clearing in front of Ace Hardware to get back to Main Street. And that's a lot shorter of a walk than the walk from Summit over that whole parking lot and then over Key Bank to get back to Main. So I don't necessarily think that's apples to apples. And I think you could connect that with a less, with less concern. That's my opinion. But,
do we know if Grumpy's got the liquor permit that came with the executive diner? Because that would be... That would be a business that would potentially be indoor and they have a back door.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it does start to make a lot more sense, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah, if they did serve Dora, you could, yeah, take it out the back into that alley, go up and around or wherever you wanted to go. And,
for what it's worth, I can package it around.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
To me, the encouragement, going down to what would now be Grumpy's, does make some sense, since it does have already had a back door. Going the whole way to Monroe, I'm not sure what that gains us.
It just, in my opinion, it just gains traffic flow, and it allows you to walk up and around and come back up and hit the fishing store or whatever, instead of going all the way back up and around. That, it's just bluff, yeah. That's my opinion.
I would be less concerned about that section of Monroe Street, because to me, the east side of Monroe there, that seems like it's, maybe the sidewalk's the same width, it just doesn't feel like it when I'm driving.
No, it's not.
It's not, okay, thank you. Yeah. So it wasn't just my imagination, it wasn't enough. That sidewalk there is much wider, much less likely you're going to have a stumble and fall circumstance where somebody's going to lose their balance accidentally and get squished by a car.
Yeah, and it's shorter length.
Right.
You have less length to walk and it's wider, so I don't know.
I like that it lines up with the master plan.
This is the where we put the food trucks. And then we don't have to close the street, and the lights and the trees are super cute. I mean,
Are you talking about in the Ace Hardware parking lot?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking our main parking lot.
Like on the front couple of stalls.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then you're not closing the street, it's lighted.
And now that's indifferent. I mean, that's, you know, going back to the previous meeting, you know, the Ace Hardware, which is what Doug was talking about, is private, so they would need the city registration, but then the parking lot that we all parked in would be, that's public, so you still need the permit through the DSA. But yeah, I think it's definitely worth looking at. Maybe it was when there was the farmer's market was there, that's where food trucks parked down to Richard Becker, and it worked great. But the farmer's market was on Maplewood, so people were kind of already posing that way. And when that was happening, I mean, not to, you know, rat anybody out, but people were taking door cups down to the food trucks on the bridge back. I know. So, and it was, yes, but.
You shouldn't have done that.
No.
You
just
called
them,
right?
Yes. I would know nothing about that. But, so there is a use for it, and when there's things, the point I was making, when there's things going on down there, and there's a food truck down there, there's an event, people use it.
Well, I think it is important to me, if we do this, sending a message to people who might, not the people necessarily who occupy those buildings today, but people who might occupy those buildings in the future, to send a message that this is open for a different, this is not necessarily just an alley that you cut through to get from point A to point B. This has more potential utilization. I mean, we spent a lot of money on an organization to evaluate and said, this is the spot where you want to put the lights up and down the street, like East Fourth Street in Cleveland.
Yep.
So it sounds like there's general support for adding Richard Becker Place. Kevin or Captain Miller, do either of you have anything you'd like to say for us in our consideration of it?
I have a little bit of concern only because there's not a designated walking area and a designated vehicle area.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, it's something that we can modify if we see that the issue is just too, the risk is a little too great based on what we've seen. I'm a little bit concerned bringing it closer to the doors of the police station, but that's not, you know, it's not a real big distance there. So, there's concern there, but I can't stop my feet and say absolutely not.
Okay. So I'm gonna. Did you have something more?
No, let's just add.
So all right. So running tally, we've got all of East Maplewood heading to Summit, going down about halfway of Summit to the duplex area. We've got going north on Main Street up until Erie to include Angeles. We've got including Heritage of Sylvania and the Sister City Garden and the parking lot connection owned by the city there. And we're talking about adding in Richard Becker Place and then connecting along Monroe Street there.
But we're excluding the parking lot.
But we're excluding the parking lot.
Right.
I don't.
No, because we're not allowed to touch that.
Nope.
I can't
do it. We just have to make sure we have very clear signage so no one can say we're encouraging people to drink on their way to their cars. We want to make sure we have clear signage that they can't take it into that area. Are there any other spots you guys would like to discuss? Okay, great. I actually thought this one was going to go longer than that one. Ended up being fought today.
Yeah,
okay, so it is, where's, oh, do we need to do a motion to adjourn?
We need a motion for a public
No, okay.
hearing, or how's
no, yes, what do we need
now,
to do now?
So the next step for this, I will prepare the application for you to accept at your next city council meeting, and then that's when you can set the public hearing, and that's what would, and then 30 days from the date that's published, that's when you can first expand it.
So do you need a motion to?
Motion, yes. If you could just do a motion to prepare the application to expand the door to include those areas, and you don't have to list them.
Okay, all right. So
the areas discussed.
I make a motion to prepare the application to expand the DORA as discussed just a few moments ago.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? All right. And now we can go to adjourn. Is that okay? So I move to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Have a hearing none. We adjourn at 10:05.